This is Chuck Erickson of Edward Jones bringing you the Daily Financial Market Report. U.S. stocks are higher to start the week as markets are assessing the impact of Friday's attacks in Paris. Stocks in Europe and the U.S. are higher, led by energy sector as demand for safer assets like gold and U.S. Treasuries wanes. Looking at the S&P 500, the best-performing sector was energy, while the worst-performing sector was industrials. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 236, closing at 17,482. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index was up 27, closing at 2,050. And the NASDAQ Composite Index was up 56, closing at 4,984. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange today was moderate, with 675 million shares being traded. And advances that number in declines by roughly a 4-to-1 margin. In commodity markets, the spot price of gold fell 83 cents to close at $1,083.10. The spot price of silver rose 2 cents, closing at $14.28, and crude oil prices rose $1.32, closing at $42.06. In bond markets, the 30-year Treasury yield closed at 3.06% and the 10-year Treasury at 2.27%. Looking at some stocks of local interest, we have Air Products and Chemical closing at $140.36, up $2.98. Fed Bancorp closing at $11.93, down 7 cents. Microsoft closing at $53.76, up 92 cents. ExxonMobil closing at $80.88, up $2.78. GE closing at $30.35, up 7 cents. U.S. Bancorp closing at $43.09, up 71 cents. Walmart closing at $57.90, up $1.48. Westlake Chemicals closing at $59.13, up $1.52. AT&T closing at $33.05, up 74 cents. Johnson & Johnson closing at $101.19, up $1.31. Apple closing at $114.18, up $1.84. This is Chuck Erickson of Edward Jones, member of the SIPC, reporting for Rich Erickson. Our office is located in Benton, one block south of the Court Square, and you can reach us at 527-5742. We thank you for listening and hope you have a pleasant evening.